The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's app is being studied. Le'alu Nishmat Murzakini Rabbi Yosef Ben Sara, the Avraham Ben Esther, Wahashem Tenihenu, Tenihen Began Aiden Amen. Today's app is being studied by Fuad Shulaimam, Moshe Ben Dina, Shlomo Ben Miriam, Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel. Sarah Bat Rachel, Amen. Sarah Bat Slahat Ezra Ben Latifa, and Simcha Bat Leah. We are on Samech Tet, Amud Rishon, and we are 3, 4, 5 lines down in a series of questions regarding some of the laws of Nedarim. Ba'ai Rava, Rava had a question. יש שאלה בהקם או אין שאלה בהקם? What is this question? שאלה בהקם. So we look at the Ran right away to explain it to us. The Ran, it's towards the middle. בעיר הבא. יש שאלה בהקם. אם קיים הנדר. Okay, guy was מקיים הנדר. We're talking about a case of, again, the נערה מאורסה. She's engaged. The father, let's say, or the husband established the nedir. The kayim, he said, I want the nedir to be hal. V'nishal bo bayom ala hekem. And that same day, he was shoel, which means he went and he wanted to be absolved himself from the hekem. He reversed it. He could be shoel on hekem. Means he's mekayim the nedir. He goes to the rabbi, I was mekayim it, I want to undo it. Okay, mi matze mefer bo bayom olo. So the question is, can he be mefer now the neder? So he wants to go from kiyum, make a she'ela on the kiyum, and then that same day make a hafara. Aval the mahar pshita de lo matze mefer de lo garam shtika. Now the question for sure is not can he make hafara the next day, because once he's silent for one day and does nothing, automatically it's a kiyum. So the she'elah is like this. Is he allowed to do such a concept? Now, v'imtim se'el omar, yes she'elah behekim. And then the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions. And if you tell me, then you can do that. Which means you can take yourself back to zero. Because if you do kiyum, so in your like positive territory, right? So I could now reverse my kiyum. That takes me back to zero. Do path. And now I can make a hafara. If you say you can do that on the same day, so the next question would be in the Gemara, yes she'ela behefer or en she'ela? Which means now can I make a she'ela on a hafara? Which means there I'm starting off in negative territory. I broke the neder, I was mefer the neder. Now can I make she'ela on a hafara and now bring it back to zero and do the same thing? Nereh be'inai. And the Ran says, by hafara you can't make a she'ela, because because when you're making kiyum is like a nedir itself. You are mekayim the nedir, so you can make a she'ela on a positive. Aval hafara lo. But hafara, what are you making a she'ela on? Hafara is you took away something. You broke it, you took it away. So he says, what's the question even? So he says, afilu achi mevayelan, yesh she'ela behefer, mishum de hafara v'hakama etkush lehadadi. That's the point. We have pesukim that talk about kiyum and hafara in the same pesukim. And therefore the Gemara says, and Yerushalmi says, that these concepts were compared to each other. That whatever you say by she'ela, you say by hafara. So because they were juxtaposed together in the Torah, it's possible that, listen, since you can make a hafara on a she'ela, could be you can make a hafara on a, sorry, you can make a she'ela on a kiyum, so you'll be able to make a she'ela also on a hafara. Just from the mere fact that there's a connection between them in the Torah. וכתאמנין לכמן, שאני אקד אמר כדא אישה יקימנו ואישה יפרנו. The Torah says, the husband can be kayem, the husband can be mefer. את שבא לכלל הקם, בא לכלל הפר, לא בא לכלל הקם, לא בא לכלל הפר, ומשווק היא באה, אם תמשל לומד, יש שאלה בהקם, בהפר מה, ומיאמרין להידו לא שכה בשאלה, ואילי, שאל מי אני שאלה בהפר, אפילו אחי אמרינה, יש שאלה את כוש, עודל מה למלטד הפרה, דלא חשה, דלא את כוש, או do we say, yeah, it was compared to each other, הפרה and קיום, to things that are plausible by both, but things that are not plausible by both, it was not compared. So that's the questions of the Gemara. Let's read inside again the questions. We start again. Ba'e Rabba. Rabba has a question. Yesh she'ela be'ekim or en she'ela be'ekim? Again, that question is again, the guy made kiyum, the husband. He wants to reverse it with a she'ela. Then on the same day he wants to make a hafara. So can he reverse his kiyum to go make a hafara? Now, if you want to say yes she'ela behekem, but if you want to say you can't do that, you can't make a she'ela behekem, yes she'ela behefer or en she'ela behefer. Could you do that by hafara? Now again, the logic of the question is, the side to say you would be able to make it by hafara is because bottom line, the rules of kiyum and hefer are compared to each other. So if you can make a she'ela by kiyum, you can make a she'ela by hafara. Or do you say, no, it's not logical to make a she'ela by a hafara. There's nothing there. You took away something. How can you make a kiyum? You make kiyum the neder. So kiyum, it's like you can make a she'ela on a yard of kiyum, but you can't make a she'ela on a hafara. So Gemara says, Tashema, Damar Rabbi Yohanan, straightforward answer. Nish'alin ala hekem, then nish'alin ala hefer. Okay, clear cut. You can only make she'ela on a kiyum. You cannot make she'ela on a hafara. Once the guy makes a hafara, it's over. You made a hafara. You cannot reverse a hafara, but you can reverse a kiyum. That's the Gemara's answer. Next question, the Gemara. Ba'ir Rabah. Rabah is another question. Kiyem lechi. V'nish'al al hakama rishona. Ma'u. The husband was mekayem twice. Said, I'm mekayem the neder. And then what? He went to the rabbi and he made she'ela. He wanted to, absolve himself from the first hakama. The question is, does the second hakama now kick in? What's the she'ela? Look at the Ran. Ba'ir Abba. Kiyem lechi. Mekayem to you. Kiyem lechi. Said it twice. V'nish'al al hakama rishona ma'u. Mi'amrinam. Since at the time that he said the second hakama, lo hayla, it wasn't hal because you had a hakama already. The second words that you said kiyim lechi means nothing. To lo hayla, therefore it's not hal at all. For dilmani he debeishata lo hayla. At the time that he said it, it's not hal. Haynu mishum debeishata ital hakama kamaita, because you have the first hakama in the way. Doesn't have any room for it to be hal. But when you took away the first one, the second one has room to go in. Which means, when I said the first hakama, so the hakama is there. So now I say, kiyum nechi again. Blocked, there's traffic. There's no room for the second hakama to go. So it's pending over here. So once I get rid of the first hakama, boom, it clicks right in. And therefore, maybe now you have to make a hafara, I may have to make a she'ela on the second. Or do you say no? Since it didn't click in at the time that you said it, it just disappears automatically. Right. That's the two sides. So the Gemara says, Tashema, De'amar Rava, Im nish'al al-rishona, Shiniya hala alav. So the Gemara says, yes, indeed, it is hal. Yeah. Once he gets rid of the first one, the second one slides right into the place, and if he has a second kiyum, he's got to go again if he wants to the rabbi to make a she'ela on the second kiyum. So when it says kiyum lechi, it's considered two hakamot. Okay, now we get to the next question. No, that's Gemara says. Ba'e Rava. Yeah, Rava is another question. Rava. We have the Gersa Rava with him, right? Okay, so what did the guy do in this case? Kiyem lechi umufar lechi. The guy said both. He's making a kiyum and he's making a hafara at the same time. And then he makes a stipulation. And he says like this. ולא תיעול הקמה אלא אם כן חלה הפרה. I don't want the hakama to be hal unless the hafara is going to be hal. Please, let's review. Guy said two things. Kiyum lechi, mufar lechi. He's talking to his nara meorasa, right? The lady that he's engaged to. I want a kiyum over here, and I want to make a hafara. And I'm telling you, I don't want the kiyum to be hal, to be to work, unless my hafara works. This is the condition that he made. Mahu. Now, what's the two sides of the question? So there's a very long ran over here to try to explain to us the two sides. Let's start reading the ran. Ba'ay rava. Kiyem lechi mufa lechi ve'lo tzikon hakama elem ken hala hafara mahu. Hazina behak ba'aya. He says, I saw in this question of Rava, ובמאי דפשטין אמן, the answer, לכמה, I saw the ראשונים discussing on the פשט, מילי, words, they לא נהירי, they are not clear to me. ומשומחים מפרשין הבא, מאי דתחזילה. I'm going to explain what I, the way I see the question and the way I see the answer. He's going to give his logic. Now, לרבה, פשיטה לדהקמה לא חיילה, ממנפשך. So let's establish the givens now. In this case, for sure דהקמה is not חל. For sure there's no קיום. The only question in this query of Rabbah is there a hafara at least? But the kiyum for sure does not work. How? Why is that so? This is meman afchach. I hafara chayla hakama lo chayla. That's the first thing. Because if the hafara is going to hit, then the hakama is not going to hit, because that was the guy's condition. That what? I don't want the kiyum to be hal if the hafara is hal. So on the side that the hafara is hal, there's not going to be a kiyum. Again, remember the guy's condition. The guy made a condition. Look at the Gemara. Bottom line: Velo tihul hakama, ela imkin hala hafara. Right? He said, Velo tihul hakama. I don't want the hakama to be hal, to be good. Ela imkin hala hafara. Unless the hafara is going to be hal. So therefore, the Ran says, "Bemanafshach I hafara chayla." If the hafara was hal, hakama lo hayla, for a simple reason. Question. So you made a hafara. Which one of these two is hal? That's the point. Either the hakama is hal or the hafara is hal. If the hafara is hal, that means your hakama was not hal. You can have two, you can have hakama and hafara. That's the right. So which one hit? If the hafara hit, obviously the hakama did not hit. Now, the need of the hakama safkalan kiyem lechi sha'a mufa lechi sha'a he had it tarvayu. Even though later on we have a question, maybe both of them were hal, maybe the hakama was hal and then the hafara. Why can't you say that? He says, oh no, shani adam shenatan kitzva la hakama v'hafara, which over there he gave a time limit. I want my hakama to hal for 2 hours and my hafara to. So when you make a time limit for them, could be both of them, could be hal. But here you didn't give any time limit. You said hakama and hafara. You cannot have simultaneously hakama and hafara. So he says, if the hafara is hal, obviously your hakama was not hal. However, shelo natan kitzva pshita di hafara hayla hakama lo hayla. Duchtekatim da now. Vi amart hafara lo hayla. No. Now the other side. Here's where the condition comes in. If the hafara is not going to be hal, mine da hakama nami lo hayla. So the hakama is not hal also. Why? Dea atne ve'ama, because he made a condition. De lo ti'ul hakama edem ken hal hafara. Because he said, I don't want the hakama to be hal unless the hafara is hal. And just tafarazan hal, that kamazan hal, either. So therefore, he's clarifying and crystallizing the question for us. Don't get involved with that kama. There's no hakama here, regardless of what happens in the story. Again, the guy simultaneously said, I want that kama and hafara. Right? Hakama lichi, hafara lichi to you, and what? But on condition. What's the condition that he made? I don't want my hakama to be hal unless the hafara is hal. Okay? I don't want my hakama to be hal unless the hafara is hal. Now, I don't know which one of these two are going to hit. We're not going to say that the hakama is hal and then the hafara is hal. One of the two is going to hit. Good. So if you tell me the hafara is hal, that means the hakama cannot hal at all. Right? But if you tell me the hafara was not hal, well then based on his condition, his hakama cannot be hal either, because he said he only wants his hakama to be hal if his hafara is hal. So the question is not on hakama here, because hakama for sure, no matter how you answer the question, the hakama is never going to be hal over here. That's not the she'ela. The she'ela is on the hafara. Is the hafara hal?
He speaks it out now. Ilkach pshita le l'raba. Fourth line. Da kama lo hayla. Period. Now what's the question? Aval b'hafara hu demesafkele. The safek is on the hafara. What's the safek? Mi amrinan. Kevan de'akdim ve'amar kiyem lechi ubatarachi amar mufar lechi. Listen, we know you can't say two words at the same time. The guy chose to say kiyum first and then mufar. Mashma de'atned ti'ul hafara batar hakama. Which means it sounds like he wanted hakama first, followed by a hafara. That's what he said. Kiyum mufar. And therefore, velo ti'ul hafara elam kim kadma lehakama. And it's mashma, he wanted it in that order. I mean, he didn't want a hafara unless he could make a kiyum first. Follow the order of his statement. Kiyum lechi, mufar lechi. He wants it in that order. He wants the kiyum first, and he wants the hafara only if it was preceded by a kiyum. Ela, now the mishum hachi, you have to change that mana shachi, they change it to mishum hachi. Therefore, atne, he made a condition. Lo tihul hakama, I don't want the hakama to be hal. Ela imken hala hafara. Right, I don't want my kiyum to be hal unless the hafara is going to be hal. Velo atni nami ipcha. He didn't say the reverse. Lo tihul hafara ela imken hala hakama. Right, the guy didn't speak out the other side. He only said, I don't want it to be a kiyum if there's no hafara. Right, but he didn't say, I don't want it to be a hafara if there's no kiyum. He didn't speak out the other side. Mishum dekeban deagdim kiyem lechi lemufar lechi. Because he didn't have to speak that out. Because since he put kiyum before hafara, samich alishna dakama hayla de beresha. Which means he's relying that the kiyum is going to be hal first at kala. Veleka deleakev ala. Which means when you say the kiyum is going to be hal in totality. The adraba. Mishum the highest the hayla kama kula, he doesn't want the kiyum to be hal in totality. Ad de lo shavkar afghal afara, but it's not going to be any move for his afara. At neva ma de lo tihola kama in kir hal afara. Vareu ki ilu hitna al shtehin. Shiahulu hakama betrila the harka kafara. Period. That's the first side of the she'ilah. Is it as if he said, I want the kiyum first, followed by a hafara? Which is really meaning then, it's like he's stipulating both ways. That just like, I don't want the hafara, I don't want the kiyum to hit, unless the hafara hits, he's also saying, I don't want the hafara to hit, unless the kiyum hits. And therefore it's like being saying both ways, and therefore according to that side of the question, nothing is hal. Not the kiyum, and not the hafara. To push, exactly. He's back to square zero. That's, again, get the logic over here. The guy really, in his language, he only really stipulated the kiyum. He didn't stipulate the hafara. Right? He said, I don't want this kiyum to hit unless my hafara hits. But it sounds like the hafara is automatic. But the Ran says no, because could be it's implicit in his language. Because didn't he say kiyum first and then mufar? Which is Masmai saying, I don't want hafara unless it's preceded by a kiyum. So it's like he's stipulating on the kiyum, on the hafara as well. That I don't want the hafara unless it has a kiyum before it. And since we're going to say that again, in this case, if there's a hafara, so obviously you don't have a kiyum. Right? But you cannot have a hafara in that case because it was not preceded by a kiyum. So therefore you have nothing. So that's one side, that you don't have a kiyum here and you don't have a hafara here. Okay? Good. What's the other side? Or dilma? Or maybe nihi de amar umufar lechi batar kiyum lechi. Now listen, you're right. He did put the hafara after the kiyum. However, lav de tihul hafara batar hakama ichavin. He didn't mean that he wanted in that order that the hafara is only going to be hal if there was a kiyum before it. Ela mishum de'efshal lekol shnei shemot ke'ahad. Listen, the guy wants both things, right? You have to say one before the other. You know, it's not like Hashem, what bedibur ahad ne'emar hu on Har-Sinai. You want to say things simultaneously, but you can't. So don't midayek. Well, from the fact that he said kiyum before hafara, it means he wants to kiyum. He only wants to hafara if he had a kiyum before it. No. He wants to hafara alone, even. But he has to say both, and I'll prove it to you, because when he made his condition, he only made the condition on the kiyum side. He didn't make a condition on the hafara side. Meaning, don't midayek that he put one before the other, and therefore it makes his hafara contingent on its kiyum. But what do you want the guy to do? You can't say two words simultaneously. You have to put one before the other. Don't midayek that he put one before the other. And adrabab midayek the tenai, when he came to making his condition, what did he make conditional in the story? He made his kiyum conditional on the hafara, but he didn't make the hafara conditional on the kiyum. But he put the kiyum first, as if to say he wants the kiyum to come before the hafara. What do you want to do? You can't say two things simultaneously. He wants both things to be said. One has to come first, right? So I went odilma nihi de amar umufar lechi batar kiyum lechi. He put it after the kiyum. Laftet yahu dafara batar akama echeven. It doesn't mean that he wants dafara only to be al after akama. You can't say two things simultaneously. Umiyu hay gavra b'afara kapid. He wants dafara. Deha amar de lo ba'ed tol hakama, because he clearly said I don't want my akama to be al. Elam kir halah afara v'da'to ayah shiyahulu ka'ahat. Really, he wanted them to hit simultaneously. He wants a kamana fara umiyu mishub de kapit fedit hola fara makwar. He really wants, he has a leaning towards the hafara. Atni, therefore, he made a condition. Shim haluta kama me'akif haluta fara. That what? That the halut of the hakama me'akif haluta fara. The miglid da'tid lutz hola kama. That I don't want the kama to be hal unless my hafara is lava. Afal gav the haluta fara me'akif haluta kama. Lo atne de lo tchol afaram. He did not make a condition that the afara should not be hal. He'll kach afara hayla kama lo hayla. Now let's speak out the two sides again. I'm going to give you the result of the two sides. According to one side, you don't have not a hakama and not a hafara. This language that he did, you're back to square zero. He did nothing. Or no, maybe you, in this language you have at least a hafara. That's the result of the two sides of the sefek. Now let's speak out the two sides of the sefek. This guy over here, we don't know why he did this yet. Right? The guy said two things over here. The guy said kiyum lechi to you and mufar lechi. He said two opposite situations, and then the guy put a stipulation in that kiyum that I made. I don't want the kiyum to hit unless the hafara hits. So the Ran again gives us clarity and says, well, listen, we're telling you for sure, no matter what, how you learn the sugya, there's no hakama over here. For the simple reason. If you tell me the hafara hits, well, if the hafara hit, then obviously the kiyum did not hit. And if you tell me the hafara did not hit, well, he stipulated, if the hafara doesn't hit, then I want the hakama to hit. So, put the hakama on the side. That's not the she'edah. I don't need a rabah to query on that. I need Rava's question to analyze, is there a hafara over here? What's the she'ela? Well, I could argue like this, just like he made a condition, I don't want the hakamat to be hal if there's no hafara, could be he made a condition as well, and I don't want a hafara unless there is a hakama. But you're going to say, Rabbi, he didn't stipulate that. Well, it's like he stipulated that, because if you look at the order that he put his statements, he said, Kiyum lechi, mufar lechi, mashma. He wants it in that order. He wants hakama first, and then he wants it followed by a hafara. Mashma, that if there's no kiyum, he don't want his hafara. So there's a reason why he put it in that order, because it's mashma, he wants the kiyum. So he didn't have to stipulate on that side. Because he said clearly, kiyum lechi, mufar lechi. So mashma, just like he's put a stipulation on his kiyum, there's a stipulation on his hafara. And therefore, since there's no kiyum, there's not going to be any hafara. Therefore, it's zero. That's one way of learning the sefek. Or do I say, no. Listen, the guy wants hafara here. He's only restricting his kiyum. But
as proof of his condition. That when it came to the condition, he said, listen, I don't want the hakama to be hal unless there's a hafara. So he restricted his hakama, but he did not restrict his... He restricted his hakama, he didn't restrict his hafara. But you're going to tell me, but he said hakama first, and then hafara first. Don't bring a dik. What do you want to do? You want to say both terminology. You can't say two things simultaneously. One has to come first. So if don't midayek, because this came first, this came second. What do you want to do? The guy can't speak two terminologies simultaneously. So one has to come before the other. So then don't midayek. Go according to go. Adam, his condition tells us where he was slanting. He was slanting that he wants hafara, he just wanted the zakamah to be restricted. So that's the two sides of the sefik. I'm reading a little English here to give you a little more clarity, just so you can hear it a few times, different words, just to get the two sides of the sefik. So he says over in 14, permanent revocation meaning hafara, mm-hmm. and confirmation meaning hakamah are mutually exclusive. Okay, obviously, you can't have both. No. If a vow is confirmed, it cannot be revoked. And if it is revoked, it cannot be confirmed. Wow. Okay, that we accept. Here the person has made the confirmation contingent upon the revocation taking effect. Accordingly, it is impossible for the confirmation to take effect in either event. If the revocation does not take effect, neither does the confirmation, which he made contingent upon it. And if the revocation does take effect, meaning after that takes effect, then the confirmation cannot take effect, because it's excluded by the revocation. Okay, so therefore again, Ram. Don't discuss the hakama in this story over here. You understand why hakama is not a big story over here? Okay, good. Go to the next paragraph. Perhaps he is saying that the two procedures shall take place consecutively. Meaning, confirmation first. Mm-hmm. Meaning, in effect, that the revocation shall be contingent on the confirmation. Right? Which is both sides. Just like my hakama is contingent on my hafara, my hafara is contingent on the hakama. Both are contingent on each other. I mean, just as he explicitly made the confirmation contingent on the revocation. One side he spoke out. The other side, the answer, he doesn't have to speak out because he put one first. By putting the hakama before the hafara, he's saying, I want the hakama to happen first, and if the hakama doesn't happen first, then I don't want my hafara to happen either. No? Good. That is, skip around the G, that is, by saying confirmed for you and revoked for you in that order, he meant that he wishes the confirmation mentioned first to be a prerequisite of the revocation. And the reason he stipulated explicitly only the confirmation shall be contingent on the revocation is that he felt no need to specify the converse, since that is implicit in the very sequence of his statement. He didn't have to speak out that other side because he says, what do you think? What do you think? I put the hakama first and then I put the hafara. Because I wanted that order. Hakama first. And if there's no hakama, there's not going to be any hafara. So that's why he didn't have to speak. He had to speak out. And listen, and I don't want this hakama to hit if the hafara is not going to. That's why he had to speak out. So that's one side of the sefik. Furthermore, and there's a furthermore, there's an interesting furthermore over here. We can say that was only because he was afraid that his statement might be construed as making confirmation primary, that he felt compelled to balance that impression by stipulating that the confirmation should not take effect unless the revocation does as well. Accordingly, his explicit condition confirmation, which means, again, and I could give you a logic why he's doing that, because he knows it's hakama, he doesn't want hakama to run wild, otherwise he's going to be stuck with hakama. So he says it's hakama, but hey, I want hakama only if I'm able to make a hafara. So then he's limiting his hakama. So he wants that come out first, and then that, but that's not going to work. I don't want that come out, and vice versa. I want that come out to come first. But so that's one side. Yeah, it's one side of the question. Now look at the next paragraph. Or do we perhaps construe his statement differently? That is, he mentioned confirmation and revocation successively. I mean, he put one before the other only because it was impossible to mention them simultaneously. You can't say two. Something has to come first. Right? You say 1, 2. You gotta say 1, 2. What are you gonna say? You can't say them both at the same time. And what he really wants is for them to take face simultaneously. He means them to go. He wants them to be hal together. If, however, they cannot, which we know they cannot, two things cannot be hal together. So where's his stronger preference on the hafara? Because what did he restrict? The hakama only. Right. Understand that? Which means he's a funny guy. He wants both. I want hakama hafara together. You're saying two opposites. They cannot hit together. Okay, good. So if they cannot hit together, which one would you like to fall into place? Well, from based on his condition, you see he wants Hafarat to get into place. Because he restricted his Hakama, but he did not restrict his Hafarat. Okay, that's the two sides of the She'ilah. How do we answer it? Gemara. Tashema. Top line. Mepluktad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yose. Okay, beautiful. I can learn it from a mahloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yose by Timura. Let's speak out. What is Timura? Guy has a korban. He has a korban ola. He wants now to transfer the kiddusha of the ola to another animal. So what's the law? V'hayahu utmurato kodesh. You can't transfer. You transfer it, both of them become kodesh. Okay, that's the deen. Now in this case over here, the guy had in front of him a korban ola and a korban shelamim. So what did he do? And he had one animal that was not kodesh. Now he wants to transfer one of these animals, or both of them, to one. Mm-hmm. Now obviously an animal cannot be simultaneously a korban ola and a korban shelamim. I mean, you can transfer, I want the ola to go to this, then I want the shelamim to go to this, either or. But two for one you can't do, right? So look what happens here. Tashema. Mitluktad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yose. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Hare zu timurat ola timurat shelamim. The guy told the one animal, "You are a timura. You're a exchange for an ola. You're an exchange for a shelamim." How is it timurat ola? The Rebbe Meir. So the Rebbe Meir says, "Listen, you go according to what he said first. Once already you said timurat ola, so it became an ola. Now when you said timurat shelamim, it's all ola already. It's too late, right?" Rebbe Yose Omer, "Im dekach nitkaven mitchila." If you ask him what he meant. What do you mean when you said this? Listen, the guy really wanted to be both, but he can't say two things simultaneously. So his words are hal. The animal becomes this one animal, ola and shelamim. How does it exactly become ola and shelamim? What do you do exactly with that? So the Gemara is going to say you let it graze, let it get a blemish. Sell it, half the money used to buy ola, and half the money used to buy a shelamim. Okay, now let's understand the logic of this machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yose. Go to the Ran here, right where we left off. You see where it says upashtinan in the Ran? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after they start getting partially wide. Upashtinan. La mepiluktad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yose, the iflegu dumya dehach gavna b'tmura. We have a similar argument in simultaneous languages in Masechet Tmura. Pereketzad Ma'arimi. Ditnan. Harizu tmurat olat tmurat shelamim. A guy says harizu tmurat olat tmurat shelamim. Harizu tmurat olat. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yose omer kol. Ve'amrin na'ala b'gemara. Hatam. Da'kol modim. Now we're going to give you a case where they agree. Be'omer tahul zu. Right. If the guy clearly says, I want this tahal, and then I want this tahal, so for sure you go on what he said first. Everybody agrees in that case, you go with, if he said ola first, then it's ola. אפילו רבי יוסי מודה משום די אפשר לבטר דחי לתמורת ola, תחול תמורת שלמים. Again, if the guy clearly said, I want this to be hal, and then I want this to be hal. Even Rabbi Yose will agree, but once already you said, I want this to be hal, whatever the first item is, the second item cannot be hal anymore. That's no argument in that case. Next case. Lo tahul zu ela imken hal tazu. The guy clearly stipulated, I don't want this to be hal unless the second item can be hal as well. Tarvayu kichan. Then everybody agrees, both of them are going to be hal. There's no argument in that case also. Mishum da'atam ifshan et murat olav turat shilamim la'ul ke'at. They can hit simultaneously. How can they hit simultaneously? You let the animal graze until it becomes a blemish. So there's no argument in that case either. The Gemara is speaking out of Timura. It wants to narrow in on where the machloket is. If the guy Beferu said, let this hal first, then let this hal, It's too late. Once the first thing was hal, it's off. Everybody agrees to that. If the guy said, I don't want the first thing to be hal unless the second thing is going to be hal, everybody agrees, both are hal. Where's the mahal going to be me and the B.O.C. then? Lo nechluku ela be'omer temurat ola temurat shilamin. What's the machloket? Rabbi Meir Savar, Midaval Lemar Temurat Ola Ushlamim. If he wanted both to be Hal, he should have said, I want it to be Temurat Ola Ushlamim. Both. Vamar Temurat Ola Temurat Shilamim. But instead he just said, Temurat Ola Temurat Shilamim without the U, without the Vav. Havade Keomer Tahulzu Vahakach Tahulzu. It's as if he said, let this Hal first and then this. Well, what's the first thing is Hal, the second thing cannot be Hal. Rabbi Yosef Savar, no. If Shad might come out Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamim Ta'e, he made a mistake in his language when he said Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamim. The Savar Ilo Amina Timura Kol Had VeHad Lo Hayla Timura Tarvayu. He thought he has to say the word Timura on both of them for it to be Hal. So really, he should have said Timurat Ola Ushlamim. Ushlamim. But the guy, he didn't know. He wanted both of them to be Hal, but he got flustered in the language. He thought you have to say the word Timurat twice. So he said Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamim. But he really means he wants both. So what do? Hilkach butkinoto. You ask him. By the way, when you said this Timurat Ola Timurat, what did you mean? Now, im amar de Ola Ushlamim, kavanti vizya. I meant both. Tirei achustayb. Let the animal become blemished. Utepkor viyiplu achudav le Ola vachudav le Ushlamim. Good. Now let's crystallize what this machloket has to do with our case of nedarim. Alma peluktayu de Rabbi Meir ve Rabbi Yosef. Talia b'motzi shne shemot mipiv. There's a classic case of a guy saying two terminologies out of his mouth. Yamrinan shiyachod hasheni yachad harishon. Do we say that the second one will be hal after the first one? When the guy says two terminologies, do you look at it as if one goes first and it's followed by the second? O shiyachod shneem bevatahat. Or do you look at two terminologies as if it's simultaneous? So you can't say two things simultaneously. Again, this mahlokit is really dependent on when a guy says two terminologies. Do you go with the sequence of he said it in? It's one followed by two? Or do you say no? The guy can't say two things, he really means to put them together. Now, umishubachi, I mean, Rabbi Yosef, vadai efshid bayan. Rabbi Yosef, so we answer that question. Why? Dichi amar umufar lechi lav batara kama kamar ela bevatahat hilka kafara haila. Which means like this. In the case of Timura, how does Rabbi Yosef process when the guy said Timurat ola Timurat shilamim? He means that those terminologies are as if you said it. I want the hal. Simultaneously. He doesn't look at it as if Timurat Ola comes first, and then it's Timurat Shilamim, because if that's the way, then it can only be an Ola. He says it's both. Again, when a guy says Timurat Ola, Timurat Shilamim, what did the B.O. say? The animal now becomes both. It comes half Ola, half Shilamim. You got to sell it, half the money spent for Ola, half the money spent for Shilamim. So what does that mean, the B.O. processes? When a guy says two statements, it's as if he wants it to be Hal simultaneously. Good, let's go back to our case of the Darim. The guy said to the Ne'ara Me'orasa, Kiyim Lechi Mufar Lechi. That's as if he's saying what? I want them to bow simultaneously. Can they go simultaneously? No. So where's his slant? His slant is on Hafara, because then he made a condition. And listen, I don't want the Kiyum to take place unless the Hafara takes place. So he restricted his Kiyum, but he did not restrict his Hafarah, which means he's really saying, listen, I want them both to be hal, but if both cannot be hal at the same time, advantage Hafarah. Good? That's the way. So we answer the question. According to the B'Yoseh, it's no question. He means simultaneous, right? And since he made simultaneous by the Nedarim, and they can't be hal simultaneously because they're mutually exclusive, like we learned. You can't have Hafarah without Kalah, and Kalah without Kiyum. So therefore what? It goes according to this condition. Now where is the Bimi? Has the Bimi Ir going to weigh in on this subject? So look at the Gemara now. Gemara says, Va'afilu Rabbi Meir lo ka'amar, even Rabbi Meir lo ka'amar, Ela, you have to put,
דלא אמר לא תיחול זה אלא אם כן חלזו.
Which means, in this case over here, in the case of Timura, what did the Bimeir say? When a guy says, Timurat Ola, Timurat Shilamim, he says, what do you say the animal is? He says, the animal is an Ola, because it's as if he's saying that what? He wants this to be Hal first, and then this to be Hal second. He says, but he will agree by our case of Nidarim, that it's simultaneous. Why?
אבל האחד דאמר לא תיחול הקמה אלא אם כן חלה הפרה.
But in this case where the guy stipulated, where he clearly said, I don't want the kiyum to be hal unless the faras hal, the bimina memode da fara hala. Which means here's even better, because here he stipulated, he restricted one side. The Bimeir only said you go with the first lashon that he said when they were equal. All things being equal, he said, Timurat Ola, Timurat Shilamim. So it's as if he said, I want this to be Hal first, and then I want the Shilamim to be Hal. No, no, once the Ola is Hal, then the Shilamim cannot be Hal. That's why you go with the first that came out of his mouth. Masha'enkin, in the case of the Nidarim, where he came along and said, I want a Kiyum, and I want a Hafara, and I want the Kiyum to only be Hal if the Hafara is going to be Hal. So in this case, he restricted the first thing that came out of him. So it's not really similar to the situation, which means Rabbi Meir only says you go with the first thing that comes out of his mouth when he didn't put any restriction. He said, I want this to come first, and then this. All right, then the first thing to come out. Here, he said Kiyum first, and then he said Hafara. There's no question. But you know what? On the Kiyum, he put a Tanai. So even the Bimeir is going to be Modeh. That what? That in this case, you say the Hafara is going to be Hal. Therefore, going to everybody, the answer to the question is, the Hafara is going to be Hal. In this case over here, no Kiyum Vadai, but his Hafara is going to hit. Therefore, on his side, at least the husband or the father, whoever did it, Hafara is in existence. Now let's read that in the Dan here. Look at the Dan. Hilkach. Where's the Hilkach? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of this Dan. Hilkach. Rabbi Yose pshita da hafara hayla. Rabbi Yose has no question that the hafara is hayim. Because again, how does he look at it? You can't speak two words simultaneously. So therefore, but that's what he wanted. And since they're mutually exclusive, so therefore you give the slant towards the hafara. However, afilu Rabbi Meir namer pashtira nachida fagav da amar hatam. Here we put his restrictions, he showed already, in the case of Timura. Right, in the case of Timura, he said two separate things. I want a Ola, and I want a Shilamim. Now, it's as if he's saying, I want my Ola first, and then I want the Shilamim. Once you said the Ola first, you committed to the Ola. Shilamim is not going to be Hal. Here, he showed a preference to one side. He said, I want Hakama and Hafara. Now, normally, how would the Rabbi Yose process that? I mean, the Rabbi Meir process that? You want Hakama first, then you want Hafara, which means you're making your Hafara contingent. And once already, your Hakama cannot be Hal, so your Hafara cannot be Hal. But here, he didn't stop at that point. He came along and said, and listen, I don't want my Hakama to be Hal, unless it's Hafara. So therefore, he put a restriction on the Hakama side, and he left his Hafara unrestricted. Therefore, it shows you he really wants the Hafara. So even a Bimeir will modeh in this case. So therefore, that's the Gemara's ultimate answer. We could put Rabat's question. What is that? Answer? Machlok and the Bimeir even a Bimeir will say by Timura, but here, Kul Alma Modu, Hafara is going to be Hal. Last question. Ba'ir Abba.
Kiyem umufal lechi bevatahat mahu.
Okay, now this is a question where the guy didn't make any conditions over here. The guy just said, I want a kiyum and a hafara bevatahat simultaneously. Which means he said the word
kiyum mufal lechi. The lechi is going on both. It's kiyum lechi, mufal lechi. Meaning it's simultaneous. Mahu. Tashema. That is an easy answer, the Gemara says. De amar Rava. Kol davar she'eno bezeh achar zeh, afidu bebat achat eno. Rule. Anything that you cannot do consecutively does not work simultaneously. Let me give you the case where that rule was said, then we can apply it to the case of Nedarim. Can a person marry two sisters consecutively? Can he marry lady one and then her sister? Of course not. You cannot marry a sister. Right? You can marry one sister, but you cannot marry the second one. That's zi'ar zi'. Right? Clear? So since I cannot do it consecutively, the Gemara Kiddushin says, let's say simultaneously I went and I was mekadesh both of them. Do I say now, well, I have a safik? Because which one was, maybe I'm safik mekudesh now to each one, because I don't know which one was hal. The Gemara says you're not married to either of them. You know why? Because since doesn't work, I guess successively is the word?
Sequentially.
Successively or sequentially it won't work, so it's not going to work simultaneously. Which means it's not going to even make a safik. Because I could have argued and said, listen, you said the mikdash to both, but maybe which one came first? Because you know, one of them maybe was hal and the second one is negated. Since I don't know which one, maybe he's got to get a divorce from both. We say, no, it's not hal.
They didn't say anything.
Because, you didn't say nothing, because since you could not do it sequentially, because sequentially for sure it's not hal. When you give it to one, and you give it to the second one is nothing.
Right.
Correct? So since the second one is nothing, when you do it simultaneously, that's the deen of Kiddushin. So similarly, we're going to apply that rule by Nidarim. What did the guy say over here? Hakama Hafara together. Now, we don't know. Now, both of them can hit together, obviously, right? So we have a Sefik. Which one's going to hit first? Well, if Hakama hits first, okay, so then the Nidar was Mukam, right? If Hafara hits first, so then there's no Kiyum. So therefore, I would say, you know what? You have to be mahbir, and therefore make it as if it was mikuyam, and the neder is hal, because I don't know which one hits first. Kamashvan the Gemara says no. Nothing hit, not the kiyum, not the hafara, because when you do something like that could not have been done sequentially, it's not hal, and therefore it's not even a safik. Again. No, cannot be done sequentially. You cannot make hakama followed by hafara. How can I make hakama then hafara? Once it was mikayim the neder, without she'ela in between. That was the first question. We made a she'ela in between. Here is, can I make a hakama? I'm mikayim the neder. I am mefer the neder. What are you talking about? Mefer. You just made a hakama. You can make hafara if you made a hakama. But again, without that principle, the way I would work it out was like, you know what? The guy said simultaneously. I want a hakama and hafara. Hey, listen, one of them's coming first here. One of them's got to fall first into the position. I don't know which one fell first. Now, it could be Hakamah fell first. Well, if Hakamah fell first, then there's Mikuyam. If Hafarah fell first, then move on. So you know what I do in that case? Mahmir. And I'll say that it's Hakamah, because maybe they did it. But if I say you did nothing, so I say, no, not the Hakamah hit, not the Hafarah, nothing hit. Because if you couldn't do both of them sequentially, when you do both of them together, nothing. And therefore what? So you're back to square zero. Meaning, if you want to make a hafara now, you can. Because
right.
Hakama is not there.
Right.
You're zero. You're back to square zero. Okay? And right. No kiyum, no hafara.
Right.
The point is you can do hafara. The point on the side that you say that something hit, you have to assume that hakama, because you have to be mahmir, then you cannot make a hafara. But by saying nothing hit, you still have the option. That's the point. The option of hafara in play. Understand the Gemara's question? And then you understand the Gemara's answer. Amar Ava, Tashema, Kol davar she'eno bezeh achar zeh. Anything that cannot be done sequentially, afimatahat eno, cannot be done even simultaneously. Meaning nothing is hal. And then we'll go back to the case of the Kiddushin, where the guy gave the Kiddushin to two sisters. Which one is he married to?
Neither
of them. Meaning he doesn't have to get a divorce from either of them. Because if he would have done it one after the other, the second one for sure is nothing. So since you couldn't marry them sequentially together,
one after the other. When you do it bevat achat, it's zero.